We're talking a podcast, episode 12 for Friday, May 28th, 2010, Convention Survival Guide. Back again for a decidedly ghetto episode of Otaku no Podcast. Why? Because right now it is currently past 3 a.m. on the morning of Friday, May 28th, which is the day of that FanimeCon starts. I was supposed to leave for FanimeCon yesterday afternoon, but I suppose on hindsight, trying to leave, coming home from work and trying to leave straight from there to FanimeCon, of course, having to pack first and everything, all that stuff, was probably overly optimistic of me. Oh well, you live and you learn. So, you know, this is not going to be the world's greatest episode of Otaku no Podcast, mostly because it's freaking past 3 a.m. and I'm really tired. And so I'll probably do almost no editing of this episode. It's freaking past 3 a.m., so I'm not going to do any editing. I'm just too tired. So you'll hear a lot more ums and ahs and me being scatterbrained. Because I'd normally try to edit out as much of that as possible. So since I'm not going to do that this time, well, you'll hear me in my true scatterbrained randomness. Anyways, so FanimeCon this weekend. I wanted to get an episode out because, well, summer con season is starting, and I thought it would be a good idea to once again pull out the Convention Survival Guide, various tips and pointers that I and my fellow convention goers have found helpful in enjoying our time at con and not getting horribly sick or having really bad things happen to us. Like, anyways, so I thought it would be a good idea to do our usual Convention Survival Guide. But before that, let me talk about FanimeCon. Yes, FanimeCon this weekend, Friday, May 28th through Monday, May 31st, Memorial Day weekend, traditional time for it. It's held in the San Jose Convention Center, so if you're anywhere in the Bay Area, it's perfectly located for you. Unfortunately, at con or pre-reg is closed. It's been closed for a little while now, so you'll have to register at con. Full weekend badge is $60. Single day memberships are $30 for Friday, $35 for Saturday, $35 for Sunday, and $25 for Monday. You can also get a 2-day membership for Sunday and Monday for $50. And if you happen to have a child under 10 or under, their admission is free. So what will you find at FanimeCon? Well, obviously, you'll get the usual convention stuff, panels, workshops, AMV contests, anime music videos, plenty of cosplay, masquerade, hall cosplay, all the usual stuff. A pretty epic dealer's room. Not quite as epic as Anime Expo, but still really quite impressive. It really impressed me when I was there last year. All sorts of gaming, tabletop gaming, arcades, and PC computer gaming. A wonderful artist's alley. Rum party, Sweet 16 party, speed dating, dances, karaoke, swap meet, where basically people can buy and sell their used anime goods, a charity auction, a black and white ball, and of course, a huge amount of video and film programming, including fan subs, yaoi, and yes, hentai, which, as far as I'm concerned, is close enough, is pretty much the anime equivalent of high comedy. There's some pretty funny stuff there. So let's look at the guest list. in no particular order. We have Daisuke Ishiwatari, who is the driving force behind the Guilty Gear gaming franchise. We have Tashimichi Mori, who is the producer and the lead designer and the scenario writer for BlazBlue, Calamity Trigger, and BlazBlue Continuum Shift. And he was also involved with some of the Guilty Gear games, Guilty Gear XX, or Guilty Gear 20. I can't tell if that's a Roman numeral or not. We have Mamoru Yokota, who did illustrations for the light novel series Rune Soldier Louis. Also did work on the Toei version of the anime canon, and the theatrical release of Air. Also Magical Kanon, Death Note, True, Mazinger, Impact Z, Macross Frontier, Astro Fighter, Sunred, and Hellsing 4. As well as some video game work, including Nonomura Byoin no Hitobito for the Sega Saturn, Dokoku Sashite for the Sega Saturn, Kane Sabo, the Virgin on Megida for Dreamcast, Elysion for PlayStation 2 and Dreamcast, two of the games in the series, Katekyo Hitman Reborn for the PS2, Suzumiya Haruhi no Gekiso, I believe that's the Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya for the Wii, and another Haruhi Suzumiya game for the Nintendo DS. Mr. Yokota also worked on the set designs and manga design in various Japanese dramas. We have Karen Dyer, who's a singer, actress, performer, and she did the voice and the motion capture of the female lead in the latest Capcom Resident Evil 5 game, Shiva Aloma. We have Ruben Langdon, the actor, stuntman, producer, director, who's involved with many projects, including Avatar, the James Cameron film, not Avatar The Last Airbender, Resident Evil 5, The Bourne Conspiracy, Tao Fang, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Castlevania Curse of Darkness, Dead Rising, and Devil May Cry. Hiroyuki Yamaga, who is the executive director of a little anime studio that we like to call Gainax. Very famous, yes. Carl Gustav Horn, who is the editor at Dark Horse Comics, working on the Clamp Mangetsu project, and the graphic novels such as Clover, Neon Genesis Evangelion, the Shinji Ikari Raising Project, Kurosagi Corpse Delivery Service, Oh My Goddess, and also contributed his expertise to the U.S. anime releases of Pot Labor 2, Gunbuster, Gunbuster 2, Jinro, Royal Space Force, The Wings of Honimies, Appleseed Ex Machina. Lupin the Third, Fuma Conspiracy, and yes, that was me actually shuffling paper around, believe it or not. I didn't have the usual time or energy to put to my usual sound isolating techniques, so I decided to turn the computer off. I'm using my little portable voice recorder, and I'm printing out my notes on paper. Oh, yeah, totally kicking it old school. Anyways, back to the FanimeCon guest list. Gilles Poitras, please excuse me if I get the pronunciation of that wrong, who is the author and the librarian. He wrote The Anime Essentials, the book on everything a fan needs to know about Japanese popular culture, and The Anime Companion and The Anime Companion Volume 2. He also wrote articles for Otaku USA and Newtype USA. May it rest in peace. Jonathan Osborne, also known as the Man of a Thousand Deaths, who's a very prolific voice actor, provided voices for many series, including Cowboy Bebop, Fist of the North Star, and The Big O. He also played Broggy, Gaiman, and Shoujo in One Piece, Masahashi in Paranoia Agent, and William Morris in Gundam 0083. Rick Myers, who's a martial arts expert, gives quite a few martial arts demos at various conventions. Ryan Gavigan, who's the host of Anime Hell, a sort of a visual disc jockey kind of thing containing short clips of bits of Japanese cartoons, commercials, movie trailers, educational films, short animated films, pop culture detritus, bleeps, blunders, and practical jokes. This quick-paced and free-flowing show has been very popular at many conventions, and it's dedicated to celebrating, archiving, and popularizing the bizarre and hilarious bits of human pop culture. And finally, we get to the musical guests. We have Flo, a very popular J-rock band, LMC, who call themselves a new century electro-rock duo made up of Maya on vocals and IG on guitar, and Halko Momoi. She is back. She totally rocked my socks off at last year's FandomeCon, and I'm just thrilled that she's back. Oh, can't wait. So check it out. More information at fandome.com. That's their website. They also have a really keen mobile site. So if your cell phone is capable of browsing websites, go to m.fandome.com, and you can look at the schedule, get live updates, all sorts of cool stuff. And if you're in the area and want to check it all out, come on down to the San Jose Convention Center and sign up. All right, let's get on to the meat of the program here, the Convention Survival Guide. These are tips, tricks, techniques, things to keep in mind that myself and my fellow hosts have found to be very useful in having a great time at con and not having horrible things, screw-ups happen to us as possible. So before the con begins, preferably way before the con begins, definitely research the convention. Check their websites. Many conventions have great websites, and also many conventions have forums. The forums are an excellent, excellent resource. Check them out, especially as the time for the convention draws near, because often you'll see tons of updates come out, and eventually preliminary schedules will go up. Definitely keep an eye on that. Also, they'll talk about, you know, deadlines for hotel registration, discount codes, all sorts of things. They'll also publish guest lists, you know, as they sign up guests of honor to be at the convention. When these come out, definitely do some legwork. Find out who the guests are. Very useful if you happen to meet them, you know, at an autograph session or meet the guest reception, like at Anime Expo or whatever. That way, if you do some research ahead of time, you won't sit there and look an idiot and go, "Who are you again?" Consider grouping up. A lot of conventions offer group registration discounts. And of course, if you have multiple people staying with you, that'll split up the cost of a hotel room. Very, very, very handy. But definitely do not group up with strangers. I've heard many horror stories of bad things happening. There's always the chance of, and maybe you decide to room with someone who turns out to be, I don't know, a serial killer or a thief or something. Not so much that, but more like, you don't know these, you know, if you group up with total strangers, you don't know them. How do you know that they're not like the type of person who'd like stay up until all hours of the night partying loudly, or will trash the room and like skip town and not pay you for their share of the room, that sort of thing. Definitely always a good idea to group up with friends, people you really know that you've hung out with for a long time. Or at the very least, you know, get to know the people that you're grouping up with, kind of get a feel for them. research the area, especially if you're going to a convention out of town from where you live. Know where the good cheap restaurants are, hotels, etc. Where they're located in relation to the convention center. Definitely look at the hotel that you're thinking of staying at and where it relates, you know, where it's located in relation to the convention center and to the major, you know, food places. Be conservative in your estimates. What may look like a short distance on a map might turn out to actually be a walk of doom, because distances on a map are very misleading. Again, if a convention's forums can be very helpful on this regard, because, you know, a lot of times you'll have locals, you know, people who actually live there or live near there, posting in the forums, and they're there to advise you on this sort of thing. Also, check out various other resources. If you're a AAA member, they have great resources for travelers, maps, guidebooks, that sort of thing. Also, look at some of the, you know, review sites like Yelp, Urban Spoon, various Where. Aloka is a great Android app for finding out, you know, spots of interest in the area, that sort of thing. Definitely, before you decide to group up with people, sit down with them and agree, you know, get an agreement as to, you know, how you'll split up the room, who's gonna check in, that sort of thing. Pick somebody that you really trust to be the sort of official point of contact, the treasurer, you know, the person who handles the money, the person who does the hotel reservation, that sort of thing. Preferably someone, you know, who you trust, someone who you know that, you know, is, you know, very detail-oriented and won't, like, forget to register for the hotel, that sort of thing. One good idea is, like, one of the parents of somebody in your group, like, you know, maybe your friend's mom or their dad or something. Someone who everyone can agree on, you know, who's trustworthy. Shared calendars are very helpful when you're traveling with a group. Set up a Google Calendar account. It's free, pretty easy to set up. And the great thing about that is you can actually publish your calendar among your friends. That way, everybody will know what events you want to hit. You know, you can fill out, you know, what panels you want to go to, what events you want to go to, that sort of thing. And then you can look at, everybody can see what you want to, what you're interested in, and you can see what everyone else is interested in, because it's very easy to link your Google Calendar with your friends' calendars. And even better, Google Calendar has a great mobile version, so you can look at it on your internet-equipped cell phone. Very, very handy. Do work up a realistic budget. Hotel, food, conference registration, transportation, dealer's room, you know, keep your spending money separate, and definitely set something aside for an emergency fund, because bad things will happen. You'll miss your train, you'll miss your bus, maybe your flight will get delayed and you have to, you know, spend a night somewhere or something. Things happen, and it's always good to have some emergency money that you set aside somewhere. Do not touch it. Don't be tempted to spend it in the dealer's room. But it'll be there in case bad things happen. And believe me, Murphy is very much in effect. Bad things will happen. And again, ask on the forums. They'll know what, like, prices of things in the area are. They'll kind of give you a good idea of some example prices that you can use to figure out a budget. Make your hotel reservations as soon as possible, preferably, like, you know, right as soon as you find out that the hotel block opened up. Especially with bigger conventions like Anime Expo, rooms can go lightning fast. Sometimes they'll open up additional room blocks, but you can't always count on that. So reserve early. Definitely keep the date deadlines in mind. Deadline when pre-registration closes, hotel deadlines, deadlines to register for like masquerade or AMVs if you're participating in those events, that sort of thing. Especially for like conference or convention badge registration, because if you do it early enough, you can often save a bundle. Even better, a lot of times at the end of a convention, they'll let you buy advanced badges for next year's convention at a really discount price. So if you know for sure that you definitely want to come back to this convention next year, definitely investigate that. Make a packing list and stick to it. Believe me, it's very easy to forget things. Clothes, medicines, camera and batteries, etc. And if you're a cosplayer, definitely make allowances for emergency costume repair kits. So needles, thread, fabric patches, that sort of thing. Especially if you're, you know, rushing around at last minute, kind of getting things ready. It's so easy to accidentally forget to pack something. If you make yourself a list and stick to it, the chances of that are drastically reduced. Print up a sheet of sticky address labels. You can get, a box of Avery address labels at, you know, like your office supply store, like Staples or Office Max. And, you know, go into your word processor. They'll probably have a template for those labels, you know, and print up a bunch of sticky labels with your name and address on them. Very useful if you want to quickly fill out forms, like, for example, next year's convention registration, or trade addresses with people you meet, label your stuff, that sort of thing. Bring a lightweight bag, one that you don't mind carrying around for hours, because believe me, you will be carrying it around for hours, standing in lines, that sort of thing. Some sort of garment with pockets, you know, jacket, cargo pants, whatever, or both. Backpacks generally don't really work that well around dealers' rooms, around the dealer room corridors, displays, other stuff that can get knocked down pretty easily. Including people. Some dealers' rooms allow, you know, those kind of luggage rolling bags, some don't. Again, ask on the forums. They'll know this from previous years. Bring something to occupy yourself while you're waiting in line, and believe me, you will be waiting in line. Portable music player, an iPod, iPod Touch, video players, handheld games, Nintendo DS or PSP, or even, gasp, a book or two. Keep it lightweight so that it won't become a burden, because believe me, you will be in line. And finally, if you are sharing a room with a lot of people, bring a power strip and deodorant. Okay, so you've planned everything. You're now at con. What now? Definitely, if you're there early enough, definitely take advantage of day zero badge pickup if you can. It really does help cut down on the Xbox huge sized lines. Some cons allow a friend to pick up badges for everybody in your group. This is great if you're going to be the first person on site, or if your friend is going to be the first person on site, tell them to pick up everybody's badges. Definitely check into your hotel as soon as possible. Usually hotels start allowing check-ins around 3 o'clock. Because checkout's at noon, and then they need some time to clean the rooms. Sometimes, if you're going to be there like super early and you don't want to hang around waiting for the room to open up, call the hotel, because sometimes they can make your room available earlier. It's also a good idea to call the hotel if you're going to be really, really late. Technically, your room should be guaranteed on, you know, if you give them a credit card, but still, it's always a good idea to call. If you can, keep up to date on the convention's website, forums, that sort of thing. A lot of times, a lot of conventions, they post updates. Now, some conventions post updates on their websites. Many don't because internet access at convention centers is sometimes spotty. But you know, it's always a good idea to keep an eye on a convention's website and their forums because, you know, on the off chance that they do have network connectivity, I'm sure they'll post updates there, and there will be updates because, you know, things happen. Panels change, they get canceled, new ones get added in, that sort of thing. Many conventions are taking advantage of these new social media sites such as Twitter and Facebook to push out their updates. Very handy because a lot of these services can be easily accessed over mobile phones. For example, if your convention that you're going to is on Twitter, you can follow them and have their updates sent to your cell phone as text messages. Extremely handy. Of course, you can always look around the convention itself. You know, they'll be sure to post signs when they have scheduling changes. And some conventions actually print up a daily sort of newsletter of sorts that has all the day's scheduling changes on it. These are usually available scattered throughout the convention or definitely at the convention's information desk if they have one. If you're sharing a room, get the hotel money from the people you're sharing a room with as soon as possible before they have a chance to blow it all in the dealer's room. If you're not sure what the hotel bill is going to be, talk to their front desk. They should be able to give you a pretty good estimate of what your total amount is going to be. And get the money from your roommates ASAP. Keep well fed. Keep well hydrated. It's very important to eat regularly and drink. Carry around some bottled water. It's so easy, especially during the summer months. It's so easy to get dehydrated and just you'll feel absolutely terrible. And having a nice bottle of water there is extremely handy. And as far as food is concerned, convention center food or hotel food, definitely use that as a last resort, because often it's crappier than what you can get even if you walk like a block or two away, and it's almost certainly more expensive than what you can get if you just walk a block or two away. A lot of conventions, in their program guide, they'll actually publish lists of local restaurants. And sometimes this information is available at the convention's info desk. Also, your front desk at your hotel will have information on, nice, good restaurants nearby, and they'll also know what places deliver to that hotel. Sometimes they'll even have menus of the places that deliver at the front desk itself. If your room has a fridge, great, use it. If you have leftovers from dinner, stick them in there. You can have them for, lunch the next day. Or you could, go to a supermarket and get little foods and store them there and not have to deal with restaurants at all. This is even better if your room happens to have a microwave. But even if it doesn't, almost all rooms now have the coffee makers, which you can use to boil water. So you can get cup of noodles or, anything that is cooked with boiling water. Wear comfortable clothes and shoes. You'll be standing up, you'll be in line, you'll be, hours and hours on end. You do not want to have nasty, scratchy clothes or shoes that just murder your feet. Of course, if you're cosplaying, when you got to cosplay, but try to at least get something that's reasonably comfortable. When you're in the dealer's room, really, really consider whether you really need to buy that thing, because you'll be lugging it around with you likely all day, and when you have to leave the convention to go home, you have to pack it and lug it with you on your way home. Those DVDs may not seem like much now, but as you gather more stuff as the days go on, it does add up. Please get plenty of rest. Just, you know, if the human body doesn't get enough rest, we get grouchy, we can start to, you know, lose focus. It's just very unpleasant to be around. So get plenty of rest. For heaven's sake, bathe. Take a shower at least once a day. We do not want to perpetuate that old smelly otaku stereotype. More dealer's room tactics. When you're in the dealer's room, don't go and buy everything the first day. Kind of cruise the various dealer's tables, see what they have, what their prices are, and comparison shop. Also, check online before you buy, because maybe you can get a better deal online. Maybe the place in the dealer's room may not necessarily have the best price. Then again, maybe you're the impatient type and you want to get it in your hand right away, and you're willing to pay a few dollars more for that privilege. So it's up to you. But you know, do your research at least. Try to save up all your buying until closer to the end of the convention, you know, last day or the second to last day. Sometimes the dealers will give you deals because they want to move their merchandise and not have to haul it back home. Also, that lessens the chance of you accidentally spending all your money before the convention's over. Like I said earlier, you know, think carefully whether you want to really schlep that thing back home with you. Maybe it's just better to buy it online when you get home, even if it may cost you a bit more, because you don't have to carry it home with you. Please, for heaven's sake, please check very carefully for pirate and counterfeit goods. They do not help the enemy. They hurt the enemy industry, because none of the money from these pirate goods gets back to the people who produce the anime that the goods are based on. They're just bad business, period. A great resource for spotting these is the Pirate Anime FAQ, which I will link to in the show notes for this episode. Don't overdo it. Like I said before, get plenty of rest. Being a con zombie is not fun, believe me. I've tried it, and I was grouchy, I was tired, I was just not in a good mood at all. And besides, being a con zombie is bad for your complexion. And, of course, the Resident Evil cosplayers will shoot you. So, not a good idea. Everyone is sure to get it at one point or another. The dreaded convention plague of doom. How to avoid it? Wash your hands. Seriously, people, wash your hands. Your hands are one of the main vectors of spreading infectious agents. I mean, you may not realize it, but as you go through the day, you touch an amazing, a large amount of stuff. And, well, a lot of that's prime a vector for bacteria and stuff to spread to you. So wash your hands. Consider carrying, Purell or that type of thing. Always a good idea. Take your vitamins. There's some great kind of vitamin booster things called either. There's one called Airborne, and there's one called Emergency. Eat reasonably good food. Get plenty of rest. Don't wear yourself down. If your convention is being held in a town with a sizable Asian American population, or they have a pretty big Asian cultural center like a Japantown or Little Tokyo, that sort of thing, experience the culture. Get out there. kind of poke around the shops, you know, eat their food, that sort of thing. Anime is great and all, but really it's just part of a larger picture here. And if you're in a place like San Francisco or Los Angeles that has a good Little Tokyo or a Japantown, definitely check it out. Attitude is important. Remember, you're there to have fun. So is everybody else. People at cons get tired. Even in spite of their best efforts, people will still get tired. They'll get crabby. You've got enough to carry around at the convention. Don't carry a grudge as well. Chaz Boston Baden, the sort of head guy at Anime Los Angeles, the convention that I've talked about many times before, these are his con commandments. Get at least 6 hours of sleep each night, eat at least 2 meals a day, and most importantly, take a shower every day. Your fellow con goers will appreciate that. Final thoughts. Planning is good. It helps prevent bad things from happening. But you don't want to get lost in the details. You know, you're there to enjoy the convention. It's very hard to enjoy the convention if you've got everything planned to military precision. Leave some room in there to be flexible. You're there to have fun, after all. So those are the tips that we find helpful. If you can think of any, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and send us email, feedback@otakunopodcast.com. You can call in on our voicemail line. You can send us an MP3 file. There are many ways to contact us. And go on the Anime or Otaku no Podcast website and find all those. And also definitely check out the Otaku no Podcast website for show notes from this episode. Not very many links. I didn't really mention very many links here, but those that I did, I'll definitely post up. And it's now pretty late, and I'm really tired, and I need to get to bed so that I can get up tomorrow and have a chance at getting to Fanime before the sun goes down. So... I will bid you good night. Sayonara, Johnny.